You have found the Technology Tour Guide podcast, where Doug Thompson explains complicated through stories.
You know, it started off early enough. We picked up a screw in the tire. Never really sure how that happens. The screws seem to stick in the tire much better than they do in the wall. But anyway, had a slow leak. So I'd started out this Monday morning to go out to get that taken care of. Go to a local place here that takes care of it. And, you know, everything went smoothly. Got in, was the second one to get in. They had me resolved there in no time, back on the road. And the people there even went the extra mile, said, hey, we've got some cold weather coming up. So we put a few more pounds of air in there because knowing it would, when the cold weather hit, it would collapse a little bit. But, you know, leaving there, I was going by this breakfast place that we'd been wanting to try. And, you know, I thought I'd bring it home to my wife and my granddaughter. She's a nanny, sits with my granddaughter. For breakfast, so I stopped, picked it up. It paid a ton of money for it. It's one of those, I guess, sort of haute places. I guess I don't know, trendy places. But I went and got some coffee, which I'm sure I paid too much for on this one. But you know, they had these cups were from recycled paper. You know, they talk about recycle, renew, fine, you know, 100% recycled fiber, made in the USA, 100% recycled fiber, blah, 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 16 ounce earth plus. And I go to pick it up and put it on, I go put it in the truck in the little cup holder. And as I'm putting it down, the lid pops off. The cup's just so flimsy. You saw, if you're watching online, you heard the, or you saw the cup just sort of flip off. And so I ended up spilling coffee down into the cup holder because it happens to be right about the same level. I should have got a venti, I guess, instead of the grande. But I spent, you know, probably 20 paper towels cleaning that crap up out of the console. So the technology here is great. We're recycling, but the question for today is, when does this recycling work against us? Are we really getting what we think out of it? And that's the Technology Tour Guide episode for today. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Doug Thompson Podcast, Technology Tour Guide Edition. And we're talking about recycling and all today. And I did some research on this. You know, we've all got the blue bins or the green bins or whatever color bin that they have for your recycling. And they've been doing it for years. My wife likes to think of herself as the early recycler. And she has. We've done these things. And you know, now we get these single stream recycling, but you know, I'd heard some disturbing things and did a little research. And even though we're getting some of these wimpy ass cups, are we really getting the money? Cause I know I spent three times as much paper cleaning that crap up as I did. They did saving the cup here. So I did a little research and looking at, Greenpeace, who's far from a radical white right-wing institution. And they say, you know, they gave me some shocking numbers that, you know, they do a recycling report that comes up. And so, I mean, some things are good. You know, that the metal recycling is really high. We've been doing that for a while. That works out pretty well. And the things that come back are you know, they retain a lot of their strength and they come back on it. But if you look at things like paper, which we've been doing for a bit, plastic, you know, I was led to believe that, you know, this stuff goes to a different place. But after looking at some of this stuff here, they're 2020, you know, they talk about 2021, you know, 51 million tons of plastic waste in 2020. That's how much we generated. And only 2.4 million of that was recycled. And even, I mean, there's a lot of things that I didn't know this, that there's certain grades of plastic that can't be recycled. They have numbers on the side and one is like a first generation, it can, but there's some other things that can't. So these things that we're told go into separate thing and don't fill up the landfill, that's a lie. They do. you know, and there were times that we would send stuff over, the U.S. would send stuff over to China, and they stopped taking it a couple years ago. And so we send it to the these other countries to take care of it because it makes us feel good because we didn't do it here. But there's no guarantee that, you know, what they do with it. We don't know. And there's so much pollution in the ocean that I think a lot of that comes back to people just dumping the stuff that we sell. Just, hey, look, we're shipping this off. We feel good about it. And we don't want to know. You know, that's a challenge. That's not good technology. So, you know, what can we do differently? What can we, you know, are there true ways that we could reuse some of these things? I know they're using, you know, can we use this plastic that can't be recycled to build a house, do something? You know, I've seen these concrete things where they use a 3D printer with concrete to build a house. Can we put some stuff in there that would, you know, maybe even strengthen it, like an aggregate or something? I don't know. I'm no chemical engineer. I don't do building construction. But it's a question we should ask. You know, it's just, you know, I need to ask these questions. You know, how do you feel about doing these things? I mean, you may feel it's all good and you're hoity-toity and better than everybody else, but do you know where the stuff's actually going? Is buying green actually worse than just, you know, buying the, you know, off-the-shelf stuff and go on? So, you know, and another thing you talk about, you know, getting off fossil fuels and getting into renewable energy. 99% of plastic is made from fossil fuels. So it may not be going towards gas, but how is a solar panel, which has its own set of waste, again, ask these questions that are one or two down. How are you going to get up the plastic? What's going to take its place? Recycled paper? I know I proved that. That stinks. That's not right. But we need to ask these questions. We need to ask these questions. Well, what next? What next? And look downstream to see what impact we're having on these things. That's the nature of science, is you don't take things at face value. You sort of investigate and you hypothesize and you know, sort of dig back in. That's the backstory that nobody wants to tell about. That's sort of the global, or the backstory that nobody wants to look, you know, behind the curtains or in the couch cushion, things like that. But, you know, it's, we need to think broader, and we need to ask these questions of our people that right now are currently passing a $1.7 trillion budget for next year. It's not really a budget. It's just an omnibus spending bill. Those idiots haven't done a budget in decades, which is a fundamental thing that they're supposed to do. And we let them off the hook. We keep reelecting the same clowns to go and represent us and do these things. I was trying to prevent Clyde from coming out and trying to use a new part of myself I found out, I call Poindexter, who asks these questions, not out of any sense of left, right, center, but we all should be asking these questions. What about this? So when we get the cup the next time, should have a warning. Hey, this is flimsy ass stuff that's not going to make it, and you're going to spend way more than the recycling to get it in there. So the nirvana that we're looking for is up to us to create. We can't let the autocrats and bureaucrats do that for us. Hold them responsible. Ask that question. Why? Have you read this 85,000 page bill? I doubt many of them even read a text message that came from that. I question some of their intelligence from time to time, because I just question those things. There are good people out there. And unfortunately, a lot of the good people are not in power to do something. We have to ask these questions. We have to go think, you know, hey, this doesn't look right. Why is it? And much like my granddaughter, who, when we try to explain something, she says, why? And she says, why, like 85 times, regardless of the answer we give her, which she keeps drilling down until we can either change the subject or we're sure enough in her answer that we have it right. Thanks for joining the journey with Poindexter today. And we totally didn't, you know, have Clyde out of the picture either. But, you know, hey, they're all part of me. They all come out. What questions you need to ask? What are those things that you've assumed are the truth that you need to follow up and ask a question about? And who are you going to ask the question of? And are you going to keep asking why? Or are you just going to accept, hey, I don't want to know that my little green bucket is not getting recycled like they told me it is because I feel good because I did my part. No, it needs to go further and ask, where does this stuff go? What's going on? How much of it is actually being reused? And then make the decisions accordingly. So it's about Christmas time. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to everybody. And, you know, go to the website, thedougthompson.com. You can give me a rating here if you like to. If you have questions. So here's the question and answer. Why should I give you a rating of 5 on Spotify? Because I said so. How's that for a parent answer? Anyway, thanks for listening. Share this with your friends, neighbors, countrymen, and go ask questions. Ask why. Tell them Poindexter sent you. Bye.